What sound does a spider make? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, George Utz, professor of biological sciences at the University of Cincinnati, tells us about purring spiders.
Musical probably isn't the first word to come to most people's minds when they think of spiders. And it's true, as spiders don't usually make airborne sounds. But it turns out there's one type of wolf spider that's a much better singer than many people realize. In fact, Gladicosa gallosa has a means of sound production that could provide insight into the evolution of sound-based communication. This particular wolf spider has been called the purring spider for its unique courtship sound. When a male spider courts a female, he'll use a special part of his body, legs we call pedipalps, to create a vibration on the surface where he's perched, such as a leaf. As Gladicosa vibrations are more powerful than other species, this results in an audible purring sound. But it's not necessarily the sound that attracts females, it's the vibration. Even though spiders can't hear in the same way we do, they are very good at detecting vibration. They have special sensory organs in their legs that allow them to hear vibration. So when a female, on a different leaf, picks up a vibration that's being transmitted through the air, she knows there's a potential mate nearby. My student, Alex Swieger, and I tested this in the lab and found that this spider version of a serenade is very dependent on the surface where the spiders stand. Sturdier substances, such as wood or rock, won't vibrate as well as a leaf or a piece of paper, so little, if any, sound is made. In a way, the leaves function almost like a loudspeaker and a microphone for courting spiders, sending and receiving airborne signals. Most spiders use their ability to sense vibration as a survival skill, to find prey or avoid predators. But we're studying how wolf spiders have adapted that into a means of communicating with their own kind.
That was George Utz of the University of Cincinnati. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. I am a spider.